So if you talk about being with Norton Boss,
yeah.
Norton Boss was a quite extraordinary person. I mean, for starters, a neurosurgeon who hated to operate. He would operate under clear conditions where the chances of improvement were very high. He wasn't going to operate because somebody said this ought to work. But a sensory examination of a patient with Norton Boss was a good 2 days' work.
Is that right? Yeah. Where did you first meet him? The influence by him? You knew his book, of course.
I'm very embarrassed that I didn't read that book for probably 5 years
after it
was out.
Yeah, is that right?
And it was Melzack who stumbled across it and said, look at this guy.
When did you meet Norton Boss first?
I suppose about 1970.
You and he were really very close, weren't you?
Yes. About 1970.
Was it in connection with IASP and the journal and so forth?
Probably.
Oh, no, not if it was 1970.
Well, I mean, but you see, he was certainly in there at the beginning of IASP. I'm not certain if he was at the Seattle meeting, but it was certainly... He and I went to Elsevier, which was actually before the Seattle meeting that we'd done this. I have to confess to you that I was very strongly in favor of IASP because I thought there ought to be a journal pay.
Yeah.
And I didn't think there was enough interest in pain to float by itself.
Right.
And that there really ought to be a society,
right,
which for me is totally
which will force its members
way,
to
exactly
keep the journal economically viable.
Exactly. So it's not very complimentary to ISP, but
very practical.
I thought that was its function as far as I was concerned.
Yeah. While we're on that topic, what was your first connection with IASP? Obviously, I remember you were at the Issaquah meeting.
Right.
Had you...
And pushing Bonica and so on, let's form a society.
Yeah. So this was in the planning stages of that. Did you know Bonica and that he was talking about this, or did he just call you or write you and say, I'm going to have a meeting in Issaquah?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
But certainly, I went to Issaquah determined,
right,
pushing
there should
for
be a society,
a society,
right,
with this hidden agenda. As I said, by that time I'd reckoned that there really ought to be a journal, because by that time, you know, a lot of things were brewing.
Had you and he already discussed the fact that there should be a journal and that you might be its editor if...
Again, I should know this this thing. I'd forgotten, but I certainly put it to him at that time.
Yeah. Had you ever met him before Issaquah?
Do you recall? I think so. I knew his book, which was another important thing, also probably 10 years after he'd written it in that
case. Yes.
In the 60s, I'd seen it.
What are your recollections of the Issaquah meeting?
Quite tense because of that business that wanted to brew this up into something. As I said, and I was
really were keen on that.
Focused on the need for a journal.
Why? What was the need? It wasn't clearly just so that you could be the editor of it and have something to do. It was that you felt
I'd already seen that there were questioning people. Anesthetists, in particular, very few neurologists, who were beginning to be thoroughly dissatisfied, not knowing what they were dealing with, seeing that they needed to re-describe the classical syndromes, for one thing, plus the neurophysiologists and pharmacologists,
right,